What is up, everybody? Welcome out once again to the AA meeting. As always, I'm Adam. With me is Arlo. What is up, dude?
What's up, brother? I'm not going to lie. I've been very disappointed with your entrances of me the last 2 weeks.
That's what every girlfriend I've ever had said.
Every the last 2 weeks, man, she's like, and Arlo.
I know.
Well, it used to be so catchy in the beginning, dog. You were like, you know, coming with these cool lines, and now just like, and Arlo.
Well, you know, that's how I really in. I get you interested, and then I just stop producing, and then I just give you bare minimum, and it's like leave you disappointed, right?
That's what she said.
It is what she said. Now, truth be told, I did have one, and I had a total brain fart because the intro actually worked this time.
Your face did say it. You went, and Arlo.
I was like, wait, I don't have to apologize this time. This never happens to me. I don't have to apologize. But it freaking came out and finally worked. And instead of playing it off smooth, here we are. But, dude, we've had a great week, man. And dude, we've both seen the same thing. And I'm representing the dadgum shirt. Saw the Spider-Man, man. And it was freaking awesome. It's the best one yet, in my opinion.
I liked it. Good. I did like it. But you know me, I'm a comic book nerd, so
right,
I'm not going to be too against any comic book movie.
This is true.
You know, I mean, like a lot of people don't know I'm a comic book nerd, and you know, I kind of play that off.
You don't own it like I do, no, man. Unless it comes up in conversation, then you're like, dude, totally. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I used to bring that Thor hammer and put it up on the mantle. Yeah, that's how cool I am.
That's right. Well, we're repping the good old Captain America, so... but yeah, man, now I'm a firm believer or against, spoilers, but I will say, man, the Homecoming is such an appropriate title because I mean, Spidey's home, man. And it just felt so right. You can tell the difference between a Marvel movie and one of those, Fox or Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it was just so well written and they get the heart of the character. One thing, you know, Tobey Maguire.
Someone said our live feed's skipping here.
Oh, same story as always.
Fucking Blog Talk, man.
Man, I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's just the crap Wi-Fi, but once again, we will be getting a studio here within a month, and we're going to be coming at you fast internet and several different ways, such as... Facebook Live. I'll be that really ticks me off. I'm going to try to clear this feed up a little bit while I can.
Anybody else listening live, let us know if this starts clearing up for us.
I'm doing some cool things right now on the background, minimizing what's eating up the bandwidth, but Tobey Maguire, to me, he like really played Peter Parker well, but not he didn't really sell me on Spider-Man. I mean, he did at the time because that was, you know, the only movie. Right. And then I was actually just watching The Amazing Spider-Man today, the Andrew Garfield version.
I liked him as Spider-Man.
I did too. I didn't like him as Peter Parker, but I loved him as Spider-Man. True, you know, is now...
Because it is, you're playing two characters.
You are
playing
totally
two characters.
And if you've ever read any of the Spider-Man comics, it is, I mean, it's just like the Batman. We're in Batman territory now, where we've had multiple different people play the role, and the role is a dual role in itself. So you have to own both sides. Like to me, Michael Keaton was the best Batman.
Oh, absolutely. On that, film. That was a discussion Friday night.
That really?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this guy, Tom Holland, who's playing Spider-Man now, in as much as you can train for a role you don't have, you know, your dream role, he did. I've seen YouTube videos before he was named Spider-Man. He took gymnastics, he had acting classes, he had all these cool things that he was ready.
Yep.
And even though, you know,
he's athletic.
Dude, he is. Have you seen any of the videos he shared?
Yeah.
I mean, this was when he was just putting it out on Twitter that he wanted to play it.
Yeah. Because originally, the original first person that put out on Twitter that they wanted to play with Spider-Man was Adam.
It is a true story.
But they said he wasn't athletic enough, and they said they weren't going to pay for two people to play him. So I was like, well, there goes Adam.
Well, the CGI to mask this gut would take up like half their budget. So it just wasn't going
to
work.
That's it. I'd have to play like Rhino or Kingpin or something.
Dude, I could see you playing Kingpin, man. Plus, you know, they know how creepy and nerdy I am. So the second I saw Scarlett Johansson, it'd been over.
It's over.
All my lines got flubbed.
Over.
But, yeah, man, he just, you know, this, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch the movie. It is excellent, especially if you don't even have to be a comic book nerd. It was a good movie all around.
I liked it.
I will say the good thing I noticed that they didn't do this movie that they did both previous franchises was they didn't focus on a love story.
That's true. That was good.
Because it ate up so much screen time.
Yeah, it does. That it does.
And
I did like that too.
And it really did. It humanized him. And it showed the internal struggle, which makes Spider-Man what he is, which is he's trying to juggle growing up, a social life, fitting in right with the superhero community. It's just awesome, good, great.
You know, I got a question for you.
What's that?
And I got asked this week.
Okay,
if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Telepathy. Ability to move things with your mind.
Oh, okay, I was like, what?
And a side effect of that,
I almost went rated R one more time. I was like, what?
Is that? I thought it a lot, but yeah, no, telepathy is the ability to move things with your mind. So like Jean Grey is the most popular one.
Okay.
Plus, you know, offshoot of that.
Why is that?
Just to be able to be sitting in a room and like be able to move anything.
Get your own beer from the fridge.
Right?
Yeah. Let's go lazy.
I don't have to ask my kids to do it anymore. No, just kidding. I don't really have my kids get my beer, but you know. Well, even if you get out of time, you
just could go, let's just go lazy, dog. It's all right.
Even if you're out fighting crime, you know, and you can be like in the safety behind like a ballistic glass thing or whatever, and still, you know, launching stuff and throwing people in the. I mean, somebody pulls a gun on you and you can freeze them, and then they don't with your mind, and they can't pull the trigger. And I mean, you've locked them up, you've won, and so then they walk up, grab them, cuff them, call it a day.
So you're looking to be a superhero with your powers.
Well, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So,
so still another Spider-Man quote.
I'm owning it today. I'm owning it today, man. What about you?
I think I'd be like indestructible.
Indestructible. Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know how, but
Luke
just,
Cage.
Yep, like Luke Cage, exactly.
Yeah, somebody, that's awesome. Other than awesome show on Netflix. Go watch that.
Somebody hits me and their hand just crumbles, you know? I'll be like, yep, that's what happens.
Well, I know of a certain concert you went to and that same damn thing happened. But
his hand didn't crumble. He ended up crumbling, but his hand didn't crumble.
Right? But, I can totally see that.
It would be. That'd be mine. Like Luke Cage. Let's go strutting through the ghetto.
I'm not going to lie. You know, nerds, they think about shit like this a lot. You know, three wishes. And then you're trying to think like a lawyer. And you're like, how do I maximize my wish without, you know, and bend the rules? So.
Dude, we're still going to bring this topic back up. See if we get live callers to call in about what your superpower would be.
Damn right.
Hey, if this thing's cleared up and you listen to live call in, it tells me if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
You bet. That phone number again is 516-666-9510. We want to hear from you. Don't even have to be what we're talking about. Anything and everything. We like to shoot the bull. That's what we do. That's the whole point of our podcast. But right now we're talking about superpowers and what you would have.
Because, you know, I never thought about that. I mean, I thought about, like, who would I be like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, I'd just be the Hulk. You know, I never thought, like, what one power.
Right.
Because technically they all have many.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, Luke Cage, you know, he's pretty strong.
Uh-huh.
He's stronger than normal. And he's indestructible.
Superhuman strength.
The Hulk, yeah. You know, he's the same way. He's, you know, you can't hurt him.
He's just out of control.
He's super strong. Yeah, he's just, you know.
I can relate to the Hulk. I mean, I've never been in a fight, but I get mad and I throw, but the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a 5-year-old.
Just like that. Just like that, too. I've seen
it. You bet. And then I scream a lot, and then I cry.
His voice gets real high.
It does.
I can't take a drink of that.
That was also my best pickup line growing up, too. It's like, oh, it's a smash. It never worked.
I was about to say, I didn't think.
Don't try it. Don't try it, folks. It does not work. Unless she's like a really, she's a nerd, which, you know, they're coming out more. But
They are.
But now it looks more like cosplay. Have you ever seen this cosplay stuff? I mean, people go all out on this.
What's cosplay?
Cosplay is when you, like, dress up, like, seriously dress up. Not just, like, I bought a Halloween costume, okay. But, like, you go all out, you make your costume, dress up as your favorite video game, anime, comic book, whatever. Like, there's Walking Dead cosplayers. A big one is...
what do they do?
They just go, like, conventions and stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like Comic-Con. And,
okay, like all those people.
Yeah, one of the big ones is BlizzCon, which is all the Blizzard games. You know, World of Warcraft, Overwatch is the one that everybody will know. There's also Diablo and StarCraft and all these other games.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, but these people go all out, like thousands of dollars on their costumes just to go to different conventions.
Get the crap out of here.
It's big money, and some of them
do they get paid for that?
Well, they get sponsors, just like you and I here on this, and we're whoring ourselves out. PSAAMeetingPodcast@gmail.com. Call us; we'll drop your name.
That is true.
But yeah, they get sponsors, just like fighters or anything else, and then people pay them. And then, especially because it's a booming industry, they can put their stickers on all their stuff and like hand out cards for the people who gave them the supplies for their costumes.
Well, that's cool.
So, man, you can make money doing anything. So,
it's pretty awesome.
But there, and it's actually the cosplay is what got me looking at the next solution, as we say in the business world, for our podcast and where we may be going here in a month or so once we have this super fast internet and we're not dealing with these bandwidth issues. So if we're still cutting out, I apologize. Shoot me an email, AAMeetingPodcast.
Or text. Or messenger message, whichever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let us know.
I'm trying to clear them up, but, you know, this is kind of the way it is, unfortunately. For you, those of you who are watching us on YouTube, you don't have to deal with this crap. So, congratulations, you're where you're supposed to be. So, probably later on tonight, this video will be posted, and you guys can comment. But our next solution I'm looking at is we may be going to Twitch, which for most people out there who have heard of Twitch... they are branching out to be many things. They're trying to compete with YouTube for podcasting and vlogging and things like that. For those of you who do not know what Twitch is, Twitch is used to be a gaming vlogger. So, you know, gaming is becoming a huge thing now.
And huge.
Esports they're calling it the next big thing, and it's global.
What's esports?
Esports is like League of Legends. Well, even... FIFA and your Madden and all of these games.
Okay, where they have those Madden challenges.
Yeah, they go compete and taking up whole stadiums and they broadcast them live. Can you imagine getting paid to sit there and play a video game?
Which is retarded.
What?
I'm just saying, dog.
Okay.
We should be paying millions of dollars to other shit instead of a video gamer.
This is true.
I mean, if you want to get paid millions of dollars to be a video, and I love video games to the T. Yeah. I can sit there and play Madden. I can win four Super Bowls in one night, man. If I let myself. And no disrespect to gamers. I mean, if you love it, you love it. You know what I mean? Right. That's fine. There's nothing. I don't disagree. I don't anything about it. But I think we can figure out a better way to put $1 million in someone's pocket than playing a video game.
I can see it, but. You know, we've said for time and time again, do what you love and love what you do. And these people are getting paid to sit on their ass and play video games. And if I could do it, man, hell, I would. You're a funny dude. I can set this. Get you a computer. I will set you up, dude. You can just sit there and play Madden all night and get. I've seen some videos like these people have donated like $5,000, $7,000, and $10,000 in one sitting to these people. Just sitting there.
Why?
Don't knock it, dude, because we may be on Twitch. Twitch, we are coming for
you.
Okay,
okay.
You want to donate, you donate to us. And I've actually shared a link earlier on our Facebook page earlier in the week that I'm working on a donation thing, so you can donate to us. So, you know, don't listen to Arlo. Screw the homeless. Screw the starving kids in Ethiopia. Donate to us.
Don't get me wrong. I do love video games. I can play Madden all night, dog. Yeah.
Yeah. You put me on Madden, dude, it's over. You know, I'm trying to take the Cowboys to their sixth Super Bowl, right. You know? I mean...
No, I'm joking. Seriously, donate to charity. But you know what? My kids are hungry, too. Just saying. But
this is true.
I don't get a figure like this by skipping meals. And, you know, it happens. So, but, you know, or, you know, they can do like Mayweather. You know, he was starving. The IRS said he was starving. So, donate, rushed that fight, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Too fast.
But... Oh, gosh. But anyway, yeah, so we do get your emails, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We actually had somebody email us this week, and they wanted to hear a story about this guy. So, Arlo, I've never heard of this, and I've heard of just and about everything.
And I forgot. I mean, I got so many stories, I get reminded of them, man.
Dude, you do. That's why we had to do this podcast, because you've got so many stories, and they're falling on deaf ears.
That is true. That is true.
And not just mine. That's why I got headphones in both ears. But, so, what, Arlo, tell me, what the hell is a white trash wedding?
Okay. So, me and... I'm not going to name drop.
Okay.
Because that's a little rude, because the way it went... So me and the fellas, one of my boys getting married, right?
Okay.
It's the day of the wedding.
Uh huh.
One of our other good friends is the guy that's going to do the service, right?
Right.
He is an online preacher.
Yes.
Online minister is going to do this, and I was like, okay, this is already starting bad. But anyway, so we're going up to Muskogee, up to the park. What is it? Azalea
Festival?
No, but that park is where they hold it at.
Where's this?
Right
in Tulsa?
In Muskogee. Right Muskogee. There where they... VA, that big park right there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Honor Heights?
Honor Heights.
There we go.
That's it. Yeah. Honor Heights Park in Muskogee.
That'll be $20, Honor Heights. Go
ahead. And so we're pulling up there, right? And we don't even know... He don't even know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it's in Honor Heights, but not where at in Honor Heights. Yes, that's how this started. And we're like, this is so bad. This is so bad. Me and the other guy that's there, the guy who sent in the email.
So are you like a groomsman? Are you in the...
I'm the best man.
Just there? Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, go ahead.
And sorry. The other one, my other buddy who's showing up, has a suit on. Right? He's just dressing nice.
Right.
And they looked at him and said, hey, we need another groomsman. You're in it. Just like that on the fly. Yes. So it took us 10 minutes in this big park to figure out where we're at. Okay. We get there. There's all these seats. It's set up really pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Right.
There's no one there. Like, four people show up. Okay. So first of all, they... bring in a groomsman off the street.
Uh-huh.
We don't know where to go. We get there late. The best part is, so they finally get up to the I do's, the trashiest I do's. I just felt gross being there. Okay, here's the best part. We didn't even know this until the pictures came up on Facebook. So, you know when the
that's how so much trouble has started. So, you never know anything till the
this is where the white trash part comes
okay.
in. So you know when the groom's taking off the thing, what is it on the bride's leg?
The train. Or the garter.
The garter.
Yeah.
When he's taking that off, he's gonna throw it. So they took a picture, you know, they had a photographer paid there. You know, he's pulling off the garter. It's straight behind him, like 30 yards up, is some bum-looking guy with his arm in the air and his shirt up, scratching his armpit. That's a picture no one's seen. We started flicking through these pictures, and I'm like, who's that guy? Is that another groomsman?
Arlo, give him my number. Five, you know, $20, I can Photoshop that out.
It's over. They're done divorced. This was like 5 years ago. Here's the best part. That wasn't even the best part. So we get to it, right? And it's over. Yeah. And me, the online reverend, the groomsman, and myself are all sitting there. And we start taking bets of how long this thing's going to last. I said 1 month. It went 3 weeks.
3 weeks and it was done. Yeah, I said, this thing was doomed from back when they went on a date. Why did they take it this far?
Dang, just in time for all the thank you cards to
get me. I was like, I wonder if they returned all them gifts. Well, there was no one there. Hell so there wasn't no gifts. Oh, God.
Oh, man. I can imagine the phone calls. Hey, I just got your thank you card. That was lovely. Thanks. Yeah, we're divorced.
Hey, we're already getting a divorce. Sorry. Is that? I don't know if that's a divorce. That's probably just an annulment, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Annulment. I don't know. I've never gotten one of those. So.
And that's where that white trash. Yeah. Ask Arlo about the white trash. I so forgot that story, too, man. I don't know how I forgot it. Because it's like, it used to be like, when me and my buddy would talk, it'd be, oh, hey, you know, you remember that one time at that wedding?
Holy crap. That is freaking awesome.
I love it, man. That's a great memory. I'm glad we got that email. I'm really glad we got that email.
Guys, this is what it's all about. We like to sit around and trade stories. And
you know, we got that email at the beginning of the week, too.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. So I've been waiting all week. Now, you would think normally I would ask him and we'd prepare, but Arlo and I, we really like to do this show on the fly. We come in with, we may have personal notes, which I don't.
I don't either.
Not he's right. Got a notebook, but nothing's written on it.
Yeah, it's like cartoons I'm drawing.
But yeah, so we love to do this live. We like to do it on the fly. So please, 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 if you're still listening, if the stream hasn't broke up yet, 516-666-9510. Shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast. My phone is right here. I'll get your emails. And it just does. Let me see if that's, nope, that's not them.
So what else did you do this week?
Other than this week, man, you know, we saw Iron Man, of course. It was Friday night.
Spider-Man, you mean?
Yeah, Spider-Man. See, I already forgot. Friday was my 14-year anniversary.
Really?
That my wife and I have been together.
Congratulations.
Arlo, you were there that first night.
I was. Yeah. I remember that look on your face, man.
That was a look of just, I was happy to have a girl that was interested in me, man.
You had that look, man. You had that look like, I don't know, there was something different about y'all, man. I will give it that, man.
But
I will give it that.
You know, you never know where love's going to find you. And I honestly, for a couple of years, I was looking hard for it, man. I would just, man, I was tired of sleeping by myself. I had my own little single bedroom apartment down at Wolf Run. And, you know, I was just like, man, I don't want to say I was desperate, but, you know, sometimes your heart hurts and you just want to find that somebody, you know? And then I discovered alcohol.
And you went looking in the wrong places, in the wrong people.
This is true. But fortunately, none of them answered the door. So
thank goodness.
I didn't really get myself into too much trouble. But, you know, I discovered alcohol. I started getting comfortable in my own skin. And I would never recommend alcohol to people for finding love or finding themselves. But for people like me, I was such an introvert. I was so shy. You remember me. I was painfully shy, which was awkward because I was a DJ. But, you know, I get behind a mic and it's just all out there.
Well, like, I remember you, you grew a lot as an individual at that bar, the Cubby Hole we worked at.
Oh, I did.
You grew a lot as a man.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I did too, man. I mean, I might have been loud and outgoing, but, dude, I suck with girls.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was like, what do I do? What do I say? And then, but I got lucky, though. Like, I went and got the security job, so they kind of came to you, you know, when you threw someone out the door.
Well, and it's funny, because you and I both had those staff roles, and those staff roles, believe it or not, that already breaks the ice.
Yep.
Because you're focal. You don't have to do anything. The attention's on you.
Nope.
So, because they know if somebody gets out of line, like if there's an asshole, Arlo's going to come take care of it.
Arlo's going to go light that motherfucker. Oh.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was DJing, so, you know, I controlled the mood
of
the bar.
They always ask you, which song? Play this song. Right. Play this song. Of course. Yeah. You're going to do it.
Oh, and I did. I got the total power trip. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
DJ Adam Richmond.
Yeah.
In the mix.
In the mix. But, yeah, so we had a mutual friend, and she introduced us, and, you know, we got to talking that night, and we got in touch, and we stayed together ever since.
14 years,
and
man.
14 years.
Congratulations.
We dated for about 3 years because I wanted to wait. I didn't want to rush in. I didn't want a 3-week white trash wedding. And
We lived together for quite a bit, so it was a piece of paper by the time we got married. This is why we kind of celebrate this date more than our wedding date. So we've been married 11 years.
That's awesome.
And then we got married, and then we just kind of said, you know what? What happens happens. And 9 months later, we had our daughters. So. That's awesome. It's pretty. We did things the way I think you're supposed to do it.
I agree.
You know, people say don't live together. Screw that. Don't listen. Live together. Take your time.
I agree. 100%, dog. 100%.
I've got a lot of
because you know you all went about it and went and lived together for 3 years before you got married. So y'all were together for 3 years and living for what, three or two?
Living together. Yeah, we got together. She moved in about 6 months later because I had roommate situations.
And so, you know, you got a lot of your fun days out together.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of your young 20s out together.
Yeah.
So by the time that 3 year was over, it was like, okay, you know, we're both ready for this.
Right. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend, you know. I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. No. You know, there's always been bumps and twists and turns and stuff. Every but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that for some reason they feel that puppy dog love. And then they're, let's get married. It'd just be fun. Let's go get married.
Nope.
And, you know, weddings cost money. Even if you don't have a wedding, that costs money. And then divorces cost twice as much. A good divorced friend of mine makes a joke, and he says, "And Arlo, do you know why divorces cost so much?
Because they're worth it."
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't know this. I'm not saying I'm entertaining the idea, but
man, I've been the best man in like 12 weddings, and only two of them.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Man, I was happy being the bridesmaid. Let me tell you, I was a stifler off of boom boom with the bridesmaids.
Yes.
It's amazing what that emotion will bring out that day.
You know, I've never drawn that connection, but I totally see you as a stifler.
Yeah, but I'm a charming one, not a douchebag. I was a charming one. I mean, yeah, I've done some growing up.
You know, the funny thing is, when I proposed to her, to this day I feel so horrible because I didn't do like a huge romantic fancy thing. We were laying in bed watching a movie. We were watching American Wedding.
How ironic I say that, and this is my prank. So right. That's awesome.
And we've been talking about it for a while, and then I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's do it. And I was like, what would you think about getting married? She's like, yeah, I want to get married. I was like, no, seriously. Do you want to get married? And then, yeah, she said, yeah. And then we both cried and all of this
that's
and stuff.
Awesome, man.
And this,
that's
I can't remember when I proposed. I didn't even have a ring at the time. And then
don't matter, man,
that
love.
That Christmas, I gave her ring.
Didn't matter because you had love. That's what.
Oh yeah, yeah. To this day, that's my only regret of our marriage is that I didn't give her a fairy
tale.
It's
not even a regret. But you know what? That's why you get to renew your vows, too.
That's just true.
Man, you can take her somewhere because Adam's a lot smarter. Adam's a lot cooler.
Hold on. Say that last part again.
Said you're a lot cooler.
Take that one.
And smoother. So,
nah.
Trust me. You are. Yeah, you are, big dog. Don't sugarcoat it, man. You came a long way. You giving me some hell of advice, man. Over these. Since we were in our 20s.
Speaking of, Don Juan over here had himself a date. Now, we're not going to call her out. I don't want to get you in any trouble.
Nah, I appreciate that.
Do we get a thumbs up, thumbs down? How did it go?
It's a two thumbs up, dog. It's a two thumbs up. two big old foam thumbs up.
That is awesome. I am so happy for you,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm pretty happy.
You were glowing when you came in today.
Dude, I've been glowing since Friday night, baby.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad.
Now I just don't have to screw it up, you know. She already likes me now, so I mean, that's now it's just up to me to not mess it up.
Just don't overthink it. Just keep it natural. Just be yourself.
I'm just going with it, baby.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What about you guys out there? Anyone out there in the internet that's still listening? Hopefully our bandwidth cleared up. 516-666-9510. How's your love life doing? Give us a call. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to give you some advice. Or...
in the meantime, we'll just shoot the bull about ours.
You bet. Yeah. So.
So we went and watched Spider-Man.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, that was the date.
That was the date. Oh, that's what I said.
Listen, comic books bring people together.
So. I don't know about all that. But,
It was kind of my choice. I wanted to watch Spider-Man. I was like, guys, because we want Spider-Man.
Right?
But yeah, man, I mean, I had a great time. She is a great girl, dude. Like, just
good.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal, dude. Like, I used to make fun of people.
Yeah.
When they say this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get real quick.
All right.
You know, it's
break it down for
it. Just like it's me and you in the house, though.
Sure.
And whoever's listening. Me and you and flies on the wall, baby. But yeah, like I said, I used to make fun of people for doing this, acting this way, feeling this way. And I was like, yeah, you can't feel that way. That's how white trash weddings happen, I thought, you know, or that's how this happens. This, none of this stuff's real, you know. And no, I met a little 5'2" cutie, and it scares the hell out of me, man. And it's unreal, man. It's unreal roller coaster I've been on the last 2 weeks now, 3 weeks. 3 weeks to the day we were talking of Friday.
Well, see, that's where all my funny intro lines go. I can't introduce you to the Tahlequah's most eligible bachelor anymore because...
We're talking good. I mean, and then we hung out Saturday.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow, two days in a row.
I know, dude. I felt super pumped about that, but I tried not to act overly.
Dude, she came back.
I know.
She might be the one.
Well, I was like, okay. Yeah. She came back for, you know, round two, like, quick. Yeah. And so I'm like, you got this, dog.
Yeah.
You got this. You've been here before. No, you haven't. I always say I'm like Hitch. I felt like Hitch that night, you know, like.
Right.
Like. All my coolness.
It's cool as long as it ain't you.
It's cool as long as it ain't someone that I like.
Yeah, potential. Right.
Huge potential.
Right.
Like, unreal potential.
That's awesome.
And when it's not that,
mm-hmm.
I'm the coolest guy in the room. You know, the suave comes out, the smile and wink goes all the time. But...
Then all of a sudden the wink turns into a Tourette's and you're
the wink turned into Adam. And I'm trying not to do it now. I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Right.
You know, but, yeah. You know, it turned out great both nights. That's all I'm happy about. That's all I care
That's
about.
Good. So now that the pressure's off,
uh-huh.
Do you remember like the worst date you've ever been on?
I can't really say... The worst.
Mm-hmm.
Because sadly, I can tell you the best.
Okay.
And that was Friday Saturday.
Oh, look at you. More brownie points.
I know.
Now, when I'm on...
You get so...
When I get my graphics, I'm going to put a scoreboard on there. And so, Arlo brownie points.
Because all the other ones, and I can tell you why it was different.
Right.
Honestly, at the end, and even a few days later, I never cared.
Yeah.
It was just like,
It's weird when you leave, and then you're like, your heart's still swelling.
Dude, it's still racing, and you're like, what in the world? Yeah, dude. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I got a poker face like no one's business.
Right.
But even it was wearing thin.
Your hands turned into fountains.
Dude. I didn't believe that stuff existed like that. Yeah. You know? I was like, nah, man, you 35. You just been fast times, fast women, mm-hmm. working at bars, you know, picking up whatever and being an idiot most of your life, you know. And so within 8 months, man, within 3 months, I've changed. You know, and that's why
you have. We talk about this often on the show, and you know, we do the podcast just because we love to bullshit and we love to just shoot the bull and sit around at a table and talk. The only difference is I don't have a beer and a cigar, but
I don't have a cigar.
This is true, but you know what? The podcast is going to take credit for it, man. You've changed like totally different. Plus, you know, the subject matter of our show, you know, our underlining unspoken until this moment topic of our goal of being positive and motivational and stuff. Yeah. We want to get,
because when we first started it, it was going to be when we first started it, it was going to be sports
right
and fight related, That was all it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we threw out some real stuff, and we just kept going with realness, man. And I like the realness.
I do, too. It's so much. I mean, it was fun before, and we still talk sports. We'll get to sports. There's some pretty big stuff that happened
huge
in sports
stuff coming up. And but, you know, and that's where I'm at right now, man. I'm still, like, it's not so much as I want to say, like, I never thought I could have connection.
Right.
And that's what I like. Mm-hmm. Like, easy on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the icing on the cake. You know, but that real connection where you can... I've never talked to anyone on the phone this long.
Yeah, that's always a crazy feeling whenever you get on the phone and then you're not even paying... Me and my wife, there when we first started dating, there was multiple nights where we would just be on the phone and all the lights are out, you know, and, you know, I'm not paying attention. And next thing I know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yep. And we called at like 9.
Yep. That's exactly it, dude. Yeah. Like next thing you know, 4 or 5 hours have gone by and you're like, you serious? That's only like an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and then you hang up and the weirdest part, man, the scariest part for me,
mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, the most nervousing part, the most scary part for me, because I can probably say honestly, truly the first time I've really opened up like this.
Right.
But I knew it was something different, and I knew it was something possibly more
mm-hmm.
when she was the last thought in my head when I went to bed and the first thought when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I never
yeah.
used to text them in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I never understood the 24-hour rule.
I never used to text them in the morning, like after anything.
Yeah.
Like, there was never no good morning text.
It's just usually, I'm bored.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I'm going to see it. 2 weeks later, I'm going to see what she's doing. No, yeah. It wasn't just, I don't know.
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. And
cheers to that.
You bet. And as I always say, just don't let your mind get in the way. Just let it happen. Don't overthink it. But, you know, now I forgot what I was going to say. So, yeah, I'm totally drawing a blank now. That's funny.
That's surprising, ain't it?
It is.
Surprising from this guy.
It is, totally. So, in this point, I'll take this opportunity to whore myself out in the podcast.
He just whores himself out.
I do, man. I can't even call myself whore myself out because I'm not getting paid. And that's the problem, people. Give me your money. Hey, we here at the podcast, we want it to pay for itself, okay? And if you're listening live and the stream's kind of choppy, this is things that can be fixed with some fiscal donations. So give us a call or shoot me an email or something. If you've got a business, if you've got an event, something that you want some advertising, give us a call. We will get your information out there. So whether it be just a promotional spot here on the show, getting the word out on social media, I can even fit some graphics in on our videos, get you some exposure. In return, the show will get better. We're not here to make money. We both have day jobs. We make our own money, but we just want this to be able to pay for itself. So we're not coming out, and so we can get better equipment, better services, and all of that good stuff. So yeah, and we've also got a donation link up on our Facebook page. You can go there and donate if you wish. Anything helps. So now that I'm done rattling my chain like a bum under the overpass outside the casino. I shared on our Facebook page this week the story. And speaking of being
about to go live on Facebook.
All right, cool.
Live with Arlo and Sanchez.
Not the dirty kind.
This is only the dirty kind. What are you talking about? All so, right, bro. Here you go. We're about to set this up.
Yeah, once again, Arlo's going live, and those will increase as well, and those will also go on our Facebook page here in a couple months when we get our new location.
Be cool with it.
But on our page earlier this week, I shared a story, and it really, to me, it it melted my heart. I'm not going to lie. I got pretty misty-eyed. And we here at the AA meeting, we try to focus on the positive and motivational and such. And this story was so motivational to me because me, myself, I don't want to say I have a disability because I don't, but I am partially deaf. And part of that, you realize, you start to feel like, oh my gosh, my life's going to change forever. I'm going to have to do everything different. Well, this guy.
Why am I not getting feeds that shows who's watching? I got 3 viewers.
Oh, the chat?
Yeah, well, usually it says people are watching, but
I got you.
We'll figure this out, but keep going, bro.
Well, this boy, he was born and with. Now, what was it? Was it cancer?
It was cancer in his eyes, and he had them removed.
At 3 years old, he had.
There goes the feed.
There you go. 3 years old, this young gentleman had to have his eyes removed due to cancer. Well, his family didn't want him to live like he was blind. Dude went total daredevil. Just total.
Like, it was straight daredevil, dude. Like, that's what I put on the page. I mean, right. That's the first thing I thought of.
The only thing he was missing was jumping off buildings with the bow staff and all of these cool things that are.
I'll tell you what, he probably could have, dude. Like, he could have. And you know, that's what I tell people. That's what I try to explain to people. This kid had literally no eyes, had them removed because of cancer. And I said, you know, okay, that's unreal challenge. And he could. And what's weird was he had that clicker.
And he was using his mouth.
No, he had a clicker.
Well, he had a clicker, and then when he didn't have it and he's walking around his house, he just walked around and was clicking with his mouth.
Yeah, and he said he could feel the vibrations hit the walls.
Right?
And I was like, there's no way I could even figure that out.
Right?
I don't know.
Echolocation. And humans aren't born with this. No. He adapted and overcame this.
But, you know, and that's what I try to tell people. I try to tell people, you know, the human spirit.
Right.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, well, so-and-so did this. No, everyone can do it.
Anybody.
You just got to believe.
Well, anymore, people allow themselves to convince themselves that they can't do something because of this circumstances. Now, exactly. I know there's a lot of disabled people out there, and I'm not saying that they're being lazy or anything like that. I'm just saying there is potential with enough work.
Everyone's got potential.
You bet. But this guy, I shared the video earlier this week. I'm going to also comment on the feed here so that it comes back up. Amazing, amazing. And they just had him talking. And can you imagine being the parent that's motivating your child to adapt this way?
Well, and you know, the thing is, I was wondering, was it his parents that motivated, or was it just him saying, I'm not going to give up?
Well, at one point, he said that his parents. Did you ever see the movie Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Where
of course
she,
I've seen Ray. What are you talking about? I got soul, brother. What are you talking about?
Where they. She was telling him, you know, this isn't going to beat you. This isn't going to define you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn how to do it.
Absolutely. And that's how it should be, man.
I just can't imagine, like, we. As parents, we jump up every time our kid has a nightmare in the middle of the night. They call it ferberizing when your child's crying in the room and you have to leave them so that they learn to self-soothe. I can't imagine, like, falling off of a stair, down stairs, and trying to, you know, find a way just to leave your child alone. The personal restraint that a parent has to have.
Absolutely.
And just
absolutely.
Tell them yourself they're going to be better because of it.
That's got to be the hardest thing in the world.
That network.
Hardest thing.
Man, he was shooting basketball and making goals.
Yeah, dude, you can't even shoot a basketball with both your eyes.
No joke. And he's just sitting there and just click, 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 click. Okay, there it is. And throw it and swish.
Get at it. I can barely make some anymore, dude. I tried shooting the other day. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing.
Right?
Felt like I was like 7 years old learning how to dribble a ball again.
That, you know, that really stuck with me this week. And I'm like, man, I cannot believe.
I tell you, the saddest thing on it, too, was the end.
And see, I didn't even know this until you told me.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it was 7 years ago. It might have been like almost 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, that video showed, and it said that, you know, his cancer came back, and it took him this time.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, the saddest part about that was such a brilliant mind.
Right.
Like, there's no telling what that kid could have accomplished. There's no telling what that kid could have accomplished in life
you know, had that not happened.
Or even passed. He could have founded a school.
Yeah. Oh,
and
dude,
taught
he would have. Yeah.
Other blind kids.
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
To do this.
Absolutely. The other thing I thought of, man, was, you know, in his 15 to 18 years of life, mm-hmm. I bet he lived more than most people do in a lifetime.
Experience. Can you, when you lose one sense, your other's heightened. Can you imagine what music sounded to him?
Oh, dude. Music, you know, to feel something like air, just the breeze to hit you, you know, walk smelling of nature. Unreal, dude. Like I said, a brilliant mind gone. That always gets me, man.
And
like I said, he probably lived more than most people did in a lifetime. But that's what I tell people, man. Yeah. You know, I try to. I may take, I might take life off my years.
Yeah.
you know, I won't take, you know, I might take years off my life, I should say, but not life off my years. You know.
I just can't imagine going through that. I mean, I remember the day I woke up and, because I had already lost the hearing of my right ear.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up one day when I realized that I'm really going to have to start taking action against my Meniere's disease.
Yep.
And my left ear was gone. And all I could hear, everything sounded like Wally. And so I'm like, I wake up and everything felt different. And like, I wake up and I open the drawer and you can hear the, but I could feel, I couldn't hear nothing. And so I go and I take a shower and it's nothing. And I was like, what? Wait a second. This isn't normal. You know what I'm saying? And so I could feel the air conditioner blowing because the hum of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped down to all fours and I put my head against the vent trying to hear the furnace or whatever going. Dude, panic. I've never felt panic like that in my life. Ran into the wife, woke her up. I was like, I can't hear anything. Oh, man, I've never cried like that before.
Well, imagine, man, that's scary stuff. Right,
fortunately, within a couple of hours, it started coming back a little bit, but everything mm-hmm. was still robotic, and it sounded like Wall-E, the movie.
Of course.
Blown speaker, and that it stayed that way for about 2 weeks. And
that's scary.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually when I left one job and took on another opportunity, I was like, man, I just changed my life. I mean, I'm out of my comfort zone and I'm trying to learn a new job, and here I may be losing the main sense that I'm going to have to use, because it was a public position where I'm taking applications and such. And oh my gosh, I mean, that was insane. After that, I mean, I've always kind of known sign, but I really started beefing up my sign language. I started working with the kids more. We haven't as much as we used to, but my wife still knows a little bit of sign. Just God forbid I ever wake up like that again.
Yep.
Next month, actually, ironically, will be 1 year mark since I've had my surgery.
Awesome.
And I have not had an attack since.
Congratulations.
So.
Congratulations.
Knock on woods, they say it's temporary, but I'm what they call bilateral, so it's in both ears, and mm-hmm. my left ear hasn't messed up since. So, but going back to the point where that, I can't imagine where I would have to overcome like that guy did, not hearing music again.
And
or
I've never had that much adversity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've torn my ACL on my right knee. I've had two operations on my right knee, one on my left knee. I can't imagine that kind of adversity. You know, mine's more physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if I grind, I can get back to where I was. You know, I gotta get. And
you know, to me, it seems like it would be easier for somebody who works out in the gym because you're kind of used to grinding. I mean, I've been in a gym 5 times this year,
mm-hmm.
Which is the most I've been in a gym since I can recall. And the reason why it's so hard for people like me who's not used to working out is we're always used to instant results. I can't imagine. So, like, for someone like you, you know you've got to work at it. You know you got to plug at it. You know you got to keep doing it day by day to get the results you like. So, I would say it might be easier for someone like you.
And, you know, it's once you get past the mental.
Yeah.
Because what I didn't realize when I tore my ACL was everything hurt it. You know,
not just the area, but
like if I went to like even right now, I'm a little nervous. I think I may have mm-hmm. tore my calf again. I've torn both my calves over the last 2 years. I tore my right one last. Dude. I tore my right one last year, and that's the same one that's acting up again. Mm-hmm. Acting, it's not exactly the same way, but it's close to the same way. And then back in 15, I tore my left one, and then almost 1 year to the date, I tore it. Oh, I tore my right one, which was last summer, and then almost a year again to the dates today, this week, when it started acting up again. Started messing, doing the same stuff all over again. But the mental, the heart, like when I tore that ACL, like everything I did, walking hurt it.
Well, your body's going to overcompensate for
yeah, it. Horribly. Bench pressing yeah. hurt it. Because I would tense. Everything tenses up. And then you press with your legs. You know, yeah. you tuck your legs in to press heavy weight.
Yeah.
And then when I press with those legs, bam, I feel it pulling in that ACL.
Ugh.
And I'm like, get the... You know, I'm like, what is not going to hurt this?
Yeah.
I stand up and do tricep pull downs. Bam, it's hurting. You know, and it's this Jeez. Huge mental thing. Like, oh my God, am I ever going to be normal again?
Yeah.
And then kind of like what I told people when I used to box. When I was boxing, I told everybody, there's going to be a point in time when the ass whoopings quit.
Yeah.
And you just get it. And there was a point in time, all of a sudden, I went in there, and I didn't even notice when it happened. But all of a sudden, it quit hurting.
Well, I got to tell you, if there was ever anyone that's going to come out ahead as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, I'm sure it would probably be
you. I tell you what, I went out to the bar, and I got told, go to the doctor. You've been telling me that for like 3 days. I might go to the doctor. I don't know. I need to. But man, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things, man. But, you know, I mean,
I hate doctors.
I mean, dude, I mean, I always feel like I'm a tough guy. You know, I fought with a broke wrist.
Right.
You know, I feel like I don't walk into situations I'm not going to walk out of.
Yeah.
And that's just old knucklehead, man. I feel like, man, you just rest it, you ice it, you do this, you can get it back. That's what you do.
Why is that so hard for us to go to dog hospitals?
Man, the main reason is for me, man. Every time I went in there for my legs, dog, things were getting cut on. He's like, man, you done.
So it's I don't want to hear the news kind of thing.
90% of it, man, I don't want to hear that news.
So you got a softball-sized goiter growing out the side of your neck. No, I don't want to go in there. I don't. I got stung by a bee.
I'll tell you what, if I had something like that growing inside of my neck, I'm going to the doctor.
It's not a tumor.
This calf's not going to kill me. That's something growing out my neck, dog. That might kill me. Hey, what's up, Big Zeke?
Oh, we watched the YouTube
video. That's
what
I do, Zeke. That's exactly. Zeke said, rub some dirt on it. It'll be okay. That's what I do.
Spray it with Windex.
Yeah, we rub some dirt on it, dog. Get back out in the game, you know.
Get those YouTube videos where they do the transportation, put some little bit of cover-up and foundation makeup on it.
I mean, it moved better last night, and it's moving a little better today. Friday night was horrible, dude. I was like, I don't even know what was wrong with it. It was.
Well, it's no limb affecting injury, but I've got to say I'm so glad I went to the doctor, because after this enough medication to kill a mule, my throat is finally better. I'm not coughing.
Is it? Mine neither. I don't know if my allergies finally cleared up from whatever was going on. And
man, that Z pack is, I don't know what that stands for, but that thing kicked some ass, and some antibiotics and then Flonase. Man, I've been on that. My voice is back to its golden pipes.
We got some live feed just blowing up in this.
Look
drug,
at you, man.
Everybody's liking this one tonight.
And yeah, for all of you watching there, you can see the rest of the show for what you missed or what you may miss later on. Check out our YouTube video later
on. Hey, Frank, I talked about the email.
Oh, did he miss the story? He missed the whole damn story.
That's all right, dog. You'll see the YouTube. You'll see the YouTube version. The Blog Talk's acting up on us. It's still acting up.
Is it? Damn it.
I know. Blog Talk would be pissing me off.
1 month, guys. Not even that long. Not that long. The remodel is on track. We're doing great. Big shout out. I have to get a shout out to my contractor from Sooner Construction. They are doing awesome work on my house. I'm going to have some videos coming up, and I'll take you guys on a virtual tour when the inside gets done, and we'll have an office space. We'll have super fast internet. We'll do streaming straight to Facebook Live and Twitch, and maybe even YouTube. We'll see. We'll push this thing to see how far we can spread it out. You bet.
What we have, was it Poland? You said we had someone listening.
Norway.
Norway.
We had somebody listening in Norway. We got a couple in Alaska. You said we had one in Topeka, Kansas.
Yep, that's right. We got two in Topeka.
Say it again.
Topeka. Dude, I'm a country as they come, baby.
It's a true story.
And I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow, but that's all right.
Oh, you went there. Big shout out to that guy. All right, what's that guy's name anyway? I know he died from cancer, too, but not to take it back to depressing levels. See, your mind went blank, too.
Dude, but I got hit like a million times in the head, dude. I mean, I got a reason why my mind...
I've got kids, so...
I got a reason why my mind's blank. Half the time, it's blank.
Did you ever watch True Blood?
No, I haven't. I haven't ever watched True Blood, and the people's going to freak out about this. I've never watched True Blood, nor have I watched Game of Thrones.
What?
Well, everybody be saying, everybody's like, oh my God, Game of Thrones. Like, what in the world?
I fell out of Game of Thrones. I got a lot. After season three, I fell out.
Mm-hmm. And then I've never watched True Blood.
One of the lead roles from True Blood died this week.
I seen 39. That. 39 years old. Well, I didn't see that. I never watched him. I don't know who he was.
You've got it. I don't know if it's on YouTube, on Netflix or not. You've got it. You would love it. You would love it.
What?
It is up your alley.
I will check it out.
Plus, Anna Paquin is... Swing! I mean, just very nice.
Swing! You've been watching Wayne's World too much.
I am Wayne Campbell. I've got a Wayne's World hat.
Dude, that's what's up.
Did I ever tell you that? Some random person sent me a hat. And there was no return address. It was just showed up in the mail. I didn't see a white cover. Right?
That's not creepy at all, man. You kept it. I'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
This hat's cool. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I ain't keeping it.
I got it 3 days before Rocklahoma, and so I was like, you know what?
This year?
Yeah. I'll wear it next. I'll wear it next week.
I love it, man. Who does that happen to?
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I've never.
That's exactly it. Zeke says because I still got my man cards, but I've never seen True Blood.
I don't. That spoken like a man who's never seen it. Trust me, no man. Any male is like really cheating yourself if you haven't seen it anyway. Because there's a little bit of everything.
Don't get it. I'll check it out.
You will.
I don't care.
It's total opposite of the. What's the called? The Team Jacob, Team Twilight. It's total opposite of Twilight. Like, the male version. I mean, the blood, guts, cussing, sex, nudity, all that good stuff. I mean, they're more like what vampires should be, man. Just bloodthirsty. Is really, really, really good show. You've got to go see it. But anyway, Lafayette, one of the main characters, he died. I didn't see how he died. If anyone's on Facebook Live, they know how he died, please give us a holler, or you can call in 516-666-9510. We want to hear from you guys, or just anything else, whatever's on y'all's mind. Man, look at that. We've got even more people coming.
Dude, I'm telling you, we're getting this live feed's blowing up tonight. How y'all doing out there tonight? How's everybody doing? Y'all just say something. Everyone.
That's awesome.
Everyone who's listening. Just say hi.
But, shoot, yeah. So, so we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the Mayweather fight. We've been following it for so long.
We have been following it for so long since it even started as a rumor.
You were a naysayer.
I was a huge naysayer, dog. I didn't think it was going to happen.
I said I didn't. Well, I said I didn't care, but part of me, it's a guilty pleasure. Everybody cares. Everybody wants to watch it. I tell you what, we need to find, that's what our new mission is till August. Is it October?
It's next month. Yeah,
it's next month. We need to find somebody that can sponsor us and get us a live viewing of the show. Or not in person. Well, shoot, if you don't want to send us tickets, send us tickets. But we need to find,
Thanks, Shada.
I want to watch this show. I want to watch this fight, but...
I do too, but I don't think I want to pay for it.
Well, that's where I'm at.
Well, see, like, I don't mind paying for a fight. I don't mind paying for a fight when it's a fight and it's real and it's raw and it's let's see who's the
right
entertaining. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, after what came out this week, even solidified even more what I thought.
Yeah, well, somebody wants to get paid from this fight, and more than Mayweather, and that's the IRS. The story is, apparently, Mayweather, the guy who has to pay somebody to carry around backpacks full of money, millions of dollars of money, hadn't been paying his taxes. So, that was the the finally all these millions of dollars, all these promotions, all these big powerful sponsors and everybody who's trying to negotiate this fight. Yep. And finally the IRS said, you know what, you're going to fight and you're going to pay me my money.
Yep.
And he's like, you know what, let's go ahead, let's do the fight. Yeah. This is good enough.
And what's bad is he asked for an extension to after.
Well, hell yeah, wouldn't you?
Well, hang on. Yeah. This is the same guy who walks around with $1 million in a bag.
Well.
And he says, well, my money's complicated. It's tied up into things. It's hard to make it into cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever, dog.
Could be all those premiums going to all these cars that keeps catching fire.
That's why he keeps burning down them cars, man. That's exactly why he's burning down them cars. That's just so jacked up, man. And then that's why I don't want to pay for this fight now, because all of a sudden it went from, oh, we're back and forth, will they, won't they, to bam, it happens.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the hidden meaning? Of course, everybody's like, oh, Floyd's looking to make $200 million this fight. Right. Floyd's looking to make this much this fight. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Cool. We understand that. And I was like, what's the hidden meaning? And bam, now the hidden meaning came out. He's owing money to the IRS. Money Mayweather is owing money to the IRS. Now you human.
Did we ever get a figure on that? Like, how much did they say?
No, they didn't disclose that.
What about you, Facebook Live? Those of you in Facebook Live, if you... any rumors or any idea of how much this man's supposed to owe? It's got to be in the millions if it motivated him to actually to sign the deal that he's been holding out on for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So
you definitely gotta. Because like I said, he walks around with $1 million in a bag.
Right.
Is it the same $1 million every day?
I don't know.
And like we said, man, all of a sudden his tour bus gets, you know, set on fire. Dude, there's insurance. Cars get blown, got caught on fire. There's it. This dude's just
I put my own money on it saying that there's white powdery residues all over some of that money.
Dude,
I
mean, he's, yeah.
Or leafy green substances anyway. But this thing, I'm glad it's going to happen, though.
I am, too.
So are you more glad that it's actually going to happen and we're going to actually see who's a better man? Or are you glad that it's going to be over with, so the hype is over? Or are you just sick of it and you're just glad that IRS, somebody's finally taking money either to the cleaners and getting him to pay out for something? So
I'm glad he's going to pay.
Yeah.
Because he flaps his gum about being so rich all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it comes to the fact you are human. And right. That's just that humble pie catching you.
Well, it's no joke. I mean, they got Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you owe money, you should pay money. I don't care how rich you are. And that's what's coming back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, you flapped your gum so long. Now show us how much money you really got. Now you're saying, oh, it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're that rich, big boy, it should be that easy. If you're really worth $500 million,
yeah.
It should be that easy.
Well, you know, and this kind of goes, not to detract away from the fight, but this kind of goes why there's such a backlash lately against pro athletes and the rich of this country and the world of nature, is because people feel
What's
like
up, Matt?
They're not paying their fair share. Well, obviously, it's true. He's just an example of people who are making millions and millions of dollars, and they're not kicking it back into the tax system.
Exactly.
That runs. Exactly. I mean, no one likes taxes. No one likes paying taxes. But that's your cops. That's your emergency response firefighters. Exactly. That's your roads.
Exactly.
Yeah, it goes to politicians too. But I mean, it goes to running the country. I mean,
this is true.
No one likes paying your dues, but you have to pay them.
If my broke ass can pay my taxes, your rich ass better pay your taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, my business of less than...
And I tell you what, my ass wouldn't get an extension either for 8 months to say, okay, here, go do this, Arlo, while you go get caught up. No, they'd be like, we want our money right now. We don't care. Arlo Jumper is nobody.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. They just know he can get that one fight, and he's gonna get that money. Man. That's why they gave him that extension. And on the real, you know, all of a sudden, now I find myself cheering for Conor McGregor.
Really?
I do. I never thought I'd say it, but I find myself cheering for him. After I hear Floyd talk, you know, and I was like, you know, and I don't think Conor's going to win, but I'm cheering for him. I'm going to cheer for him, man. I'm going to hope, I don't know, maybe he throws a Hail Mary that gets answered, because I watch him train in boxing. He looks horrible.
horrible. I'm like, dog, come talk to Arlo Jumper. I could train you to hold your own with this dog because he's already a world-class athlete and a world-class fighter. All you got to do is sharpen him up on how to be a boxer.
Right.
I'm not saying, and what's bad is, you know, 12 weeks is not long enough to sharpen it.
Right.
But as the conditioning he's going to be in, he can take a pretty good punch. I'm talking about Connor. Connor can take a good punch. Connor is in great shape. I could train that to make it a dog fight.
Well, and that's been the area that's been debating on whether mm-hmm. and no one's really focusing on Mayweather. Everyone's mm-hmm. focused on whether
Connor can even hang.
He's the David and Goliath.
And he could be, man. He could be. I mean, Alex said I'm pulling for him, man. Because it would be cool just to watch him.
Right.
To watch. And the thing is, I'll tell you this. It may be rigged if it goes 12 rounds to a decision.
Yeah.
If it goes 12 rounds to a decision, I might say it's rigged because the rematch would boost even more money.
You know, I wouldn't even say that it was rigged. I would argue that part of the negotiation was they get extra dollars per round. So if they drag it out, I mean, this isn't Kimbo and Dada. This is...
Or Kimbo and Arlo.
I mean, I can see a 12 round being debatable. I mean, these rounds aren't like, you know, what you think, where they're 5 to 10 minutes per round. I mean, how long is a boxing round?
3 minute rounds.
3 minute rounds. That's not a lot of time.
Get in there.
Well, okay. That's true. That's true.
Dude, 3 minutes seems like 4 hours when you're sitting there getting pummeled.
This is true.
I've been sitting there like, good Lord, I heard the timekeeper yell 10 seconds, and I'm still sitting here getting punched on.
Well, where I make that point is, I guarantee you the first three rounds is not going to be spectacular.
No, first three rounds. I guarantee
it's going to be dancing for the first three rounds.
I guarantee round one's going to be...
5 hits?
probably a grand total of 10 to 12 punches thrown apiece. And maybe 3 to 4 connected.
Right.
Because neither one, what people don't really realize is Connor's a counter puncher too.
Right.
So is Floyd. So, and Floyd's not going to do anything that's going to put Floyd in harm.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. That's what Floyd does. One of the main things I was thinking with this fight, man, there's two ways that you can do it. You can either do my style that I was saying a couple episodes ago
mm-hmm.
about making it a dog fight, you know, hitting them on the backside of the shoulder, you know, little roughhouse tactics, you know.
Right.
When the ref's on the opposite side, you kind of say, fuck them, it's a fight, and do mm-hmm. some things. Or you can do the Roy Jones and Antonio Tarver.
I actually watched that fight. It was on something on TV.
Antonio Tarver knocked out Roy Jones Jr., first person to beat Roy Jones.
Yeah.
Well, first person to really beat Roy Jones.
Decisively.
Yeah. Decisively. Knocked him out in the second round. Absolutely broke my heart. Roy Jones is my hero, dude. Roy Jones is who I boxed like when I had legs. Roy Jones is my boy, right. Dude. Anyway, another story. And what Tarver did was Tarver just sat back and waited. And waited, made it the most boringest first round. He just stood there and waited,
mm-hmm.
made Roy Jones come to him. He countered the counter puncher, and he's just like, I'm not moving. You are going to have to come to me.
See, that's what I think Mayweather's going to do.
But I don't think, I think if Connor played it right, I think if he played it right, they're not going to do it. I 98% pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if they played it right, I do believe he could pull the Tarver because much like Roy Jones, much like Floyd Mayweather, they're not going to be able to handle getting booed.
Did you
ego,
watch
the... Ego won't let them have people right. chanting, you know, bullshit to them and booing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Roy Jones was like, all right, let's get it. Stepped in, got knocked out.
Did you see the new training video of... McGregor put out this week?
No, I haven't. He just looks horrible. So
well, that's what I was about to say. I was like, is there any part of him that you as a former fighter sees as dangerous? I mean, is he dangerous in a stand? I mean, this is all stand-up. I mean, he was, you know, UFC, he was dangerous. He could grapple. He could fight. I mean, he had all the mixed martial arts. He had some gnarly kicks. And, Now it's all in his arms, and he is so scrawny. He just does not.
He don't look like it. He don't look like he'd light you up. I mean, but he can. Don't get me wrong. He can. He knocks fools out in UFC.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
But what I don't like how textbook like he's getting taught.
Yeah.
Like when you watch him, he really, it's real stiff, and his punches look real just robotic when yeah. he's throwing them. There's no fluid movement to
yeah.
There's none of that. And that's why when people are like, oh, he's the better athlete. No, he's not. He don't move like that. He may be athletic, but right. everything he does looks textbook. Everything I watch him do, he's real pop, 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 pop. That's his movement. It's none of this. Pop, pop, pop. No smoothness to it when he moves.
So for someone who's not fighting, I guess an analogy could be is like, me going up against a debate against someone who just learned English. They know the words. They know how to construct a sentence, but it's not going to flow. And therefore, I'm going to have the upper hand because I can flow and make my point a lot faster than they can. Because one, they're trying to make their point, and two, they're trying to find the tool, the actual words to do it.
And
so,
you know, end of the day also, yeah. man, I'm going to put it this way. You know, reading a book on woodworking doesn't make me a carpenter.
This is, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone's like, oh, well, you can look up those old facts, and Conor McGregor won a gold glove in Ireland. But he's not that's yeah. one gold glove. Floyd probably won 500 as a kid.
Yeah.
And as an Olympic bronze medalist.
Yeah.
And like a 7-10-time world champion, you know, in different weight classes.
You know, you can win the high school academic meet, but that don't mean you're going ready to go take on Jeopardy.
And that's what he's doing. I mean, yeah. does he have a chance? Everybody's got a chance, man.
Oh yeah, nobody can deny he could go into boxing as a career choice.
What I thought he should. Did you see he brought out Paulie Malignaggi as his sparring partner?
Mm-mm.
And what's funny is I thought they were going to use a tune-up match between Paulie and Conor.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Conor first said it, Paulie Malignaggi was on Showtime Sports just bashing Conor McGregor, talking about how Conor can't do this, Conor's just this. And then all of a sudden he gets a phone call, hey, we'll pay you to be a sparring partner. Absolutely. He's got a chance.
But would you not do that if you owned a network and you have all this footage of everybody talking trash on every, and then all of a sudden they're chummy and they're best friends? You bet your ass I'm going to blast that, because one, that's going to get ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, everybody's going to see it and everybody's going to throw it back. So, hell yeah, I'd be playing those sound bites too.
And the thing with Paulie though, man, Paulie used to be slick.
Yeah.
Paulie used to be fast. Paulie ain't none of that now. Only thing that Paulie's going to be good for is he's an ex-world champion boxer
mm-hmm.
that's going to be able to give him world champion insight into that's that true. Fight. That's all it's going to be doing.
He's the veteran.
He's the veteran. He's the head coach, in yeah. my opinion. He's going to be saying, look, dog, this is what's going to happen. And Paulie's a smart fighter. He's going to be able to look at Conor and be saying, okay, this is what you're doing right. This is what you're seriously doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's what we need to do to fix it. So I can see why he brought him in. I would make Floyd try to fight fast
mm-hmm.
because he's 40 years old.
Right.
And regardless, you know, he's 40 years old. We know the hard truth of reality,
right?
Of getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine the hard truth of reality after fighting for 20 something years, you know? Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be super interesting, but he does have a chance. He's going to have to go for it and not reach. The biggest thing is he's, to beat Floyd, you got to throw a perfect game.
Right.
And a lot of people get knocked down, get hurt by him, by Floyd, even though people are like, oh, Floyd don't hit hard, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they get out of plays, get out of reach, because they get out of their reach, and when they do, they lean when they start throwing those punches.
Yeah, okay.
They let Floyd dictate where Floyd's going to move the fight to. And as they're doing that, they get frustrated and just start throwing wildly. And when they do, they lean.
Yeah.
And as soon as you lean, you're off balance. You catch something, and it hurts 10 times worse. And then it hurts 10 times worse, and the first thing you got to go is down.
So this is probably an oddball question.
Go for it. There's no
oddball. No one, I can't be the only one person that is curious of this. Do you, as a fighter, you see, McGregor's top of his game in that field, right? MMA. He's got how many black belts and what various different fighting styles? You earn certain muscle memory reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, would it surprise you if you saw him
kick,
start kicking or try, you know, whenever, say, Mayweather goes in for a clinch?
He takes him down or something.
Right.
If he does it, it's going to be a dick, not because it's muscle memory. He may get a little roughhousy. If he takes the fight as serious as he should,
right,
he could, I could see him get a little more roughhousy when mm-hmm. Floyd goes in for the clinch.
Yeah.
But as far as like kicking him or taking him to the ground, no, because I've sparred a lot of MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's strictly hands, they know strictly hands.
Okay.
Now, I've had them, I have had them, when we sparred, throw like a weird, awkward backhand once. Okay. Like they threw this jab out and missed, and then he swung this backhand with it.
Right, because that's a typical follow up.
Yeah, he can do things like that. And
is that illegal in boxing?
You can't throw backhands.
Okay. we've never seen it, but
that's it.
Yeah.
We just blunt force trauma.
Hammer on the nail.
We just blunt force trauma, baby.
Okay.
But I could see weird punches like that
mm-hmm.
and him getting warned, but I don't even see that because Connor don't really throw that kind of stuff.
Okay.
The guy that I was sparring, you know, would try things like that. So, and that was the weird part because when I slipped that punch, he threw something, you know, but it was all hands, all boxing. So I seen it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't, thank God I didn't get hit by it. But so I don't see that to be an issue. And it's funny because Teddy Atlas, it's funny you say that. Teddy Atlas, that was one of the things Teddy Atlas mentioned. He said, Floyd better watch it taking this fight because he could see Teddy Atlas said he could see Connor going in there losing the first 3-4 rounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then head kicking him, elbowing him, doing something that's going to lay him out, get disqualified, and say, fuck boxing in the middle of the ring.
So, is there any, what would constitute a disqualification? I mean, what has to happen? So, if he screws up, forgets where he's at, maybe he gets a concussed. And so, he kind of, all those rules go out of his mind. If he does a head kick and swish and a miss, or nicks him and it doesn't do a lot of damage, is that immediate disqualification?
If he throws a head kick like that with super bad intentions, glancing or even missing, that's going to be, I guarantee that's going to be rules of disqualification.
Okay, say what if they go in for a clinch and he like body slams him or something?
If he just goes in and kind of takes him down.
And just like throws him, shoulder throws.
I don't know. That'd probably be iffy. But if he turns and flips him over the hip or...
And goes down for a ground and pound.
Yeah,
and just,
then it's over. He's getting disqualified quick.
I guess that's where it really got me is what happens when he gets concussed and he's not in his... He's in fight or flight mode. It's all instinct from there.
And that's a good possibility. I never thought of it that way. I just thought of it from, you know, guys that I did work with.
See,
know?
That's what I'm here for. That's I think outside the box.
You do think outside, and I like that. I don't see it.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Yeah. Everybody's taking a lot of hits.
Everybody's like, oh, well, Connor will do this. If Connor did it, and like Teddy Atlas said it, you know, what I just mentioned about Teddy.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Connor has just as big of an ego. And if he went in there and did something shady like that, then on top of that, Floyd's making him $100 million.
Yeah.
I don't see him to do that, not without some serious financial repercussions, and he would know it.
Yeah, I still want to know the numbers.
Oh, dude. Well, right now they're estimated almost $1 billion that's going to generate.
Well, I mean, what they're going to get, like what their terms are like.
What I've seen, Floyd's estimated to almost make $200 million.
Right.
Connor's getting almost $100 million.
That's not including royalties.
No, that's not an account. That's just counting what they're going to make.
That's just showing up.
Yeah. They're probably going to... Floyd will clear easily probably $300 million after whatever his chunk of the pay-per-view buys are, play whatever.
I still want to know what he's got to pay the IRS. That's
dude. So funny. If he's getting three, if he said, I got to hold off till I get a $300 million payday, what do you owe, dog? You walk around with $1 million. That $1 million you walk around in your bag would change our lives.
Well, yeah. Well, imagine all the property he owns and all the assets, though. The Lambos, mm-hmm.
Well, he set all them on fire. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, man, I mean, it's going to get real interesting. I like it. It's, like I said, I'm pulling for Conor now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull for McGregor just because.
Just because.
I want to see the, I can't wait till the countdowns. And I so hope they do open medias.
Yeah. Because
if they do the open media, I'm so putting in for it with me and Birdo.
Yeah, definitely.
And I will fly to Vegas. And, I mean, I won't be VIP like I was last time. But
just to say you were there. I mean,
just to be in the fight on press row.
This is the fight of what, the last 2-3 decades?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say the last 2-3 decades, but
at least recent memory.
It's a big one, and it shouldn't be a big one.
Well, right.
Yeah, I think of big fights in the last 2-3 decades. I'm thinking of Holyfield Tyson. I'm thinking of Holyfield Lewis, Tyson Lewis.
Touche.
Yeah, I'm thinking of stuff like that.
Decades, a long time.
This is just. Yeah. This is just playing to the fan base.
Right. This is a dream fight, as we call it, dream fight.
Yeah, and it's somebody's dream. It ain't my dream fight.
People like me, who's not like totally invested in either industry, that's just crazy, man. So, what we got?
You made a good point, Zeke.
What's Zeke's point there?
Oh, Zeke said you made a great point about the fight or flight thing about. Yeah. You know, what if it does happen? You did make a good point. I'll give you that. I'll give credit where credit's due, baby.
I'll take it. Kind of at a blank.
But, I mean, man, you know, it's Sunday. We just had a great show. We had a fun show today so far. We just, I don't even care what's going on, man. I'm dead dog-ass tired.
Yeah, I know I keep talking about this remodel, man, but I'm so stoked because it's going to make our lives so much easier.
It's going to make the podcast so much easier, too, dude.
Like I said, we're going to try to go live on Twitch, if not Facebook Live. The advantage of Facebook Live and Twitch is we're able to chat with you real time. You can watch the show on video, and you can chat with us at the same time. So we're going to be more interactive. And another way to get in contact with us, other than our phone numbers and our emails, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. That's the best way. We want to hear your stories or show ideas. If there's a topic you want to hear us talk about, you know what? We're winding down to the last couple minutes, and this is kind of totally oddball, but I got on a really big debate this week. With a good friend of mine about what happened in London, and this lady goes up in the middle in front of Parliament, is giving a speech. I'm not sure what her speech was about, and then she's I think it's about breastfeeding in public.
Okay.
She proceeds to nurse her child on the stand while she's in the middle of Parliament.
Okay.
So now she's facing indecent exposure charges. And so it does. And it's a topic we've never talked about. And yeah, we're winding down the last couple of minutes, but you know, I'd kind of like to kind of hash it out here a little bit. What do you think about breastfeeding in public?
I have no problem with it.
Me neither.
I have zero problem with it.
And this is coming me. I mean, I've made no secret. I'm a boob guy, you know, but
that you are.
And I'm not even talking about perverted wise. I'm just talking about, you know, it's a natural thing. We as a culture, we have over-sexualized the tatas, you know.
This is true.
And the second I see a baby, it really, for me, it shuts everything off. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is a natural thing, you know. But I think a lot of people are just, you know, our culture, we're very oversensitive.
Extremely oversensitive.
We are actually the most... We are more prudish than England and half of Europe. Keep in mind, these are the people who have, where the, you know, we were offshoot when the Protestants.
Probably more
and stuff.
Sex crimes.
Oh, us or them?
Us.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. But, you know, I just never understood why people got to get their panties all in a twist every time they see a woman out there nursing her kid. I mean, now, granted, if you're out there and she's out in the middle of church or, you know, someplace, you know, with everything on full display. But, I mean, you see some girl in a restaurant kind of in a corner or something and nursing. I mean, you know, I think people just need to chill out. But,
hey, Kara said her sister is a huge advocate for it. In California, she is a midwife there. What's a midwife?
I think those are the people that deliver babies.
Oh, that's cool. I'm pretty sure.
I could be wrong, Facebook Live, but, you know, my point was on this story, since that wasn't even a debate. We're both 100%, we're both really progressive, you know, for country boys from the Bible Belt of Oklahoma. Oh, but, you know, I think people just really need to cool their jets. They need to calm down and stop making everything about themselves.
She said natural delivery.
Natural. Oof. Props to that lady. Good Lord.
He said props.
I mean... my kidneys were hurting a while back, and I was terrified that I was getting a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine shooting a BB through my urethra. I can't imagine shooting out a watermelon through a garden hose, man. Props to women out there. And, you know, us men and us other people are going to start there and criticizing how people raise their kids. You know, they shot those kids out of their vajayjays, and I mean they've done their time. They've
no meds, no hospital. Get God, the crap
give,
out.
Give
dude.
That. I can you. That's normal. I mean, not. I don't want to say common, but that's normal. Wow. I mean, people. Can you imagine?
That is wild.
This is coming from a guy who took hits to the face for fun.
Still do sometimes.
Still do sometimes.
Oh, old habits are hard to break. All that,
you know. I mean, mad props to all the moms out there. Really, I mean, especially anyone who can do that stuff, natural births, and all of this stuff. And you know, if anyone wants to gripe at you for nursing your kid, you know what? Flip them the middle finger for me. But anyway, I think we are winding down on our time, and we've.
What time it is? What time is it?
It is 4 minutes till the hour. So
dang, dog, this always flies by.
Yeah, especially when we're BSing, oh, and we've got some good BS stories.
We do BS a lot.
So even if you have to,
oh wow, she said they deliver at home, and she goes to their house for everything.
That's awesome,
dude. That is wild.
I would be so freaking scared. Can you imagine,
dude? I'm terrified of holding a baby.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't even know what I'd do. I'd pass out, bro.
I don't want to paint myself as the heroic type or anything. I mean, I've done used my first aid training a few times in my life, and you know, I
you
see somebody
hero.
In trouble, I run to it, you know. But I can't imagine somebody being delivering a child or giving birth. All that blood and everything coming out, I'd be worried about like hemorrhaging and all these other horror stories you hear.
Yeah.
And imagine being the person in control there that has to decide when to call an ambulance, when not to.
You know, I tell you what, I've been shot at 5 times, and I would rather get shot at than deal with that in my life.
Golly, somebody, two lives in your hands. God,
I wouldn't know what to do, man. I'd be running around like a chicken with his head cut off, just running Jeez. Around, not knowing.
And then they're sitting there saying, oh, we have a head. We have a head.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't know what to do.
I've been in the delivery room for 2 children, both mm-hmm. of them C-sections. And you bet my ass did not cross the curtain. I did not want to see them pulling out. It wasn't until the doctor asked us, where did this red hair come from? And neither of us have red hair. And so I was, holy shit, you got to be kidding me. My wife looked at me, eyes the size of golf balls. Adam, go look. Because, you know, that's why we were there. Because we were terrified of, like, the switched at birth.
Was that dog just being a dick? Or did your kid have red hair?
No, he had neon red hair. I mean, it
looked... Where did that come from?
Actually, it's genetics. And... all Native Americans, most Native Americans have a 1 in 4 chance, a 20% chance
okay.
of having a redheaded child.
What?
Both me and my wife have uncles on our mother's sides that had red hair.
Get the okay. Here's the weird part about that.
And we can go over. Screw the time. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a free show.
We're just going. It's a free show. David Johnson just said my wife requested a mirror so she could see what she what was happening.
That's I do not want to see my body being split open.
You know what's weird when you're talking about the redhead part? You know, I got red in my beard.
You do?
Yep.
Every year for up until this last year, I worked the ice rink, and as a tradition, I always grew my goatee out, and my goatee looked like a dadgum rainbow because I had, you know, blonde, I had red, I had black, or brown, you know. I come from a slutty gene pool, I guess, but I mean, a little bit of everything in there.
That's why you always horn yourself out.
It's in my blood. It's in my DNA, man. I gotta, you know.
Hope your mama ain't listening.
No, ancestors, years and years down the road.
Man, you can't say anything around me.
No, no, I cannot. Jeez.
You just put your foot in your mouth every time you open. Either your wife's going to whoop your ass or your mama's going to beat your ass.
But I can tell this story because we do. We joke about it. We tell it to all of our friends. And can you?
I get to see Char freaking out. Go look at him.
Yeah, it was true. That was the tone. And she, and I look over this curtain and I see them pulling the baby out of her stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And at this point, I was like, please tell me that's just fluid and blood. And just tell me that that's going to wash out. And I'm like, I don't want to be the asshole.
I got you.
I'm not going to lie. There's those thoughts that you cannot control that came up. I was like, okay, I don't know anybody that's redheaded. I don't know.
Girl,
my mailman is not redheaded.
Girl, what we be doing in here?
And you want to talk about awkward time is when we took that baby out into the delivery area, or you know where they put the babies out, and the waiting room, and everybody, oh, there's the baby. There, crickets. And her one friend, oh my gosh, I love her friend because her friend has no filter. She's like,
I know some
Charlena, did you? No. Thank God. My looks came out, you know, within months of the child. I mean, I had to share the pictures of myself as a baby. I couldn't deny my child if I wanted to. I'd never want to in a million years. My both kids look spitting image of myself. But I'm not going to lie. That first couple of days of that boy's life.
You just sweating bullets.
I trust my wife 99.9% of that day.
You were fixing to say, man, I'm fixing to call Arlo. He's going to whoop somebody's ass.
Oh, gosh. You want to talk sick to your stomach. And I knew better. And that's the bad part. And, you know, this is kind of a thing in life.
I think Zeke likes you, man. Big Zeke just said, hey, Adam made another good point. He said, Big Zeke's got some long, dark ending hair.
Yeah.
You know? And he said, I got a light reddish highlights in his.
Yeah.
And he's as full blood as you come, man.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
What was it, 1 in 20, you said?
1 in 4 has the, or you have a 20% chance of having the ginger, or chances of being born with red hair Native American. Every Native American has the ginger gene.
Wow,
I call him my ginger Avenger.
Glad I didn't come out redheaded. I'd have been pissed.
You would have been pissed. Imagine. I mean, you love your kids. You do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you just the jokes. You once people know you're comfortable with it and stuff, the jokes do not end. They really don't. And
they can call him Ginger Snaps. that's his gangster name, Ginger Snaps. Because he ginger and snaps your ass real quick. You know?
Oh, she gets so mad at me when I call him a ginger, too. It's so funny.
Of course, she's the mama. Mom always gets mad when you say
and that. It is so bad, too, because when they go swimming, my daughter, like, she does not burn. She just gets darker and darker and darker until, you know, she could pass as, you know.
David Johnson said that happened to him. He's got a redheaded baby.
I feel you, David, and I know you love your child, but don't act like you didn't get scared for a little bit.
He said his wife's blonde, though. So.
Okay, well, my wife is Indian. My wife, I used to call her Pocahontas when we first started dating because she did look identical to the cartoon, Pocahontas.
Like Pocahontas.
I always used to tell her she needs to start singing that "Where the Wind Blows" or whatever song. Did she? Especially when I pissed her off, and she'd stand up and she'd get that.
You just charming.
No, true.
But, that's Adam's charm right there.
But yeah, you never know where life's awkwardness is going to come. But you know, you got to have faith in your partner. You got to have faith in each other, and genetics, man, they'll kick you in the ass sometimes. But
Dave said he asked who the hell that kid was, who's daddy, who's the daddy was for 3 months. He said, "I don't know whose it is, but I'm gonna whoop his ass when I find him." Oh wait, now he's looking like me.
One thing I learned a long time ago, and I say this with full love, is you never piss off an Indian woman. Because, yeah, that we made the Incredible Hulk reference earlier. Yeah, those Native women, they can Hulk out, and they can kick some ass when they're mad.
New women in general just Hulk out.
Oh my gosh, I've had Caucasian girlfriends, I've had mixed girlfriends, I've had so I had like 5 girlfriends in my life, and they're all different. I'm not going to act like I was the ladies' man, but I've seen tempers of all kinds. But my wife, she's never been violent, but she has the look.
Boy, she gets that look, and you know it's over.
Dude, I would almost rather her beat the shit out of me than give me that look, because it, man, whew,
you know, I always say, you know, I've been hit hard by people. Like, I mean, big people, hard-punching people. Bare knuckle, boxing gloves, everything. You know, I hate getting hit by girls.
Like, well, you can't do anything back.
No, it's not even
that sounds bad.
Little bitty bony knuckles just hurt when they hit me. Like, it's like, and it's just like razors digging in you.
Oof.
And I'm just like, why?
I've been slapped a few times in my life. I've never said, well, I've never been hit by a girl. Yeah. You deal with all kinds of drunks.
So, you know, you get hit sometimes when you're in a crowd by girls, you know? And sometimes you're choking a girl's boyfriend and she comes up and thinks she's going to knock you out, which is funny. But still, I'm like, God, why did they hit like that? It just hurts. Like, it's like this sharp cutting pain to your soul almost with those little hands.
Well, that's because you're getting hit by a woman. Women tend to be able to cut to your soul.
Cut to your soul just in general, dog. But, you know, like I said, I'd rather get hit by my boy Jason Nicholson, who, you know, just rattled my brain, you know. At least I feel like I could just shake that off and I was right back where I was.
But they got to cut you, man.
Little bitty knuckles, it just stays there. It stays there. I'm like, why is it still hurting? It's weird.
That's funny. That is... So, any of y'all out there, go get hit by a girl and you can talk about it next week.
We'll bring that up next week.
All right. Well, we are running over on time. So, for me, as always, I am I'm Adam. You can reach us at the AA Meeting Podcast. Or, excuse me, aameetingpod@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, AA Meeting Podcast. We're also on YouTube, where you're going to find the video, AA Meeting Pod. Or we are on Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. So if you're watching the video or you're listening to us on Facebook, be sure to hit that like button, hit comment, tell us what you think of the show. Be sure to share your friends, get the word out. You love our show, we love it too, so help us spread to the masses. But for now, that's it for me. I'm going to turn it over to Arlo for some words to live by.
Oh, man, you know, today's show is really interesting, though. You know, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about life. We talked about Spider-Man. We talked about relationships. We talked about, women giving birth. I mean, we covered everything. One thing I noticed in life, especially more so recently, is, you know, the smallest things in life, the smallest things can change your life like you wouldn't believe. Can change your life like you wouldn't believe. I mean, in a blink of an eye, something happens and can change your whole outlook of where your life's going, how's it going, whether you call it fate, the stars align right, or chance, whatever you want to call it, but it can change it. It takes you somewhere you never planned on, has you looking at a future you never thought you could have. It's crazy, man. That's life right now. I'm going down this fucking roller coaster my own, man. It have you thinking things you never thought you could think. It has you feeling things you never thought you could feel, baby.
And that's real talk right there. That's some real talk for everybody. And, you know, when you start feeling that stuff, you don't know where it's going to take you. And that's the beauty of it. That's the journey of your life. That's the journey of all of our lives. And you don't know where it's going to take you. That's the scariest part in the world when you don't know. It's easy to play by the rules and sit on the sidelines and watch life go by. We all have done that. We've done it for years. Hell, I've done it for years. But I'm going to tell you, when you start having those feelings, you start thinking those ways, just act on it. Go with it. Go with it. And I'm telling you, 30 seconds of insane courage gets you a long way in this life. Like we do every week, baby. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, keep loving strong. Till next Sunday, we out.